When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's 12 o'clock in the greatest city in the world. It is Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776 is the number. And Bart Scott, when we left the airwaves, the Giants were having an emotional day as far as their fans go, losing Saquon Barkley. But by the end of the day, Joe Shane had himself, this is what you do when you're a general manager. You take the emotion out. You go all business. You get players that you want on your team to fit the way you want to play, and you go from there. And Joe Shane had a hell of a day one, didn't he?
I tell you what, he had a giant day. I mean,
Nicely done.
Nobody could see this one coming. Brian Burns, they showed you the Giants, and this regime showed you what they prioritize. They prioritize rushing the passer and then trying to protect the passer. Now, they still have a lot of things they have to do. They went out and they made some additions on the offensive line. But Brian Burns lets you know that, hey, the Giants, arguably, in my opinion, may have the best defensive line in all of football. This takes so much pressure off Thibodeau as well, because you think about Burns on the other side. He's a show enough guy that you have to slide to, chip, get help to. Thibodeau last year was a one-man wrecking crew with double-digit sacks. This just makes everything so much easier for everybody else. Now, they still have some holes to patch up, and we're going to see how they choose to address some of the other issues that they had. But they walked away from a safety that's not a position that's prioritized in this league. We're far from the years when you had the Ed Reeds and the Troy Polamalus and the Sean Taylors of the world. So now you look at, they don't prioritize that. They feel like they can find depth at that position, or that's not a position that is elite. We know that the money positions in the NFL, left tackle, now you're talking about center starting to become a glory position, but tight end, receiver, corner. And now, you know, in some places, middle linebacker, if you think about the Fred Warners and the Raekwon Smiths of the world. But they showed you that, hey, they're going to go out and they're going to hunt these passers. They know they have to go after Jalen Hurts in this division. They know they have to go against Dak Prescott in this division. You know, so now they're suited up. That now they don't have a weakness as far as on the defensive line. Left side, right side, and then you try and run up the middle, you got to go into Sexy Dexy. Mm-hmm. Last year they shored up a Karake. So now you talk about front seven-wise, it allows whoever's next to Dexter Lawrence to get one-on-ones and be a war daddy. So that's a position that you can be developing players at. And then on the other side, we'll see what they do to continue to address this offensive line, and we'll see what they do to address the elephant in the room is who's going to be the number one receiver. Do they decide to draft a guy? Because the numbers that these receivers are getting are astronomical. Like, now, it's like, it's almost laughable. It's like, nah, bro. Like,
T. Higgins is still – you know, asked for a trade, and Calvin Ridley is still out there.
Yes.
As far as top wide receivers go, Hollywood Brown, like there's still a number of names consider.
Two white whales. To me, it's only two white whales.
Who are they?
The white whales is T. Higgins and Calvin Ridley. Like Hollywood Brown can come in here, but he won't be a number one.
Still not a number one.
Right. Okay. I'm talking about number one. Listen, the jury's still out if T. Higgins – is a true number one. He had his best years when he had a quartet of receivers. Tyler Boyd and Jamar Chase was getting most of the attention.
Higgins still a big target, though, right? And they don't have that.
Yes, but we do know, without a shadow of a doubt, that Calvin Ridley replaced Julio Jones. They let Julio Jones go because they thought that Calvin Ridley was ready to be a number one. Now, I know what he did off the field. I know what happened, the year suspension for gambling, all that stuff aside. He still replaced Julio Jones and was a number one that balled out when his 1 year without Julio Jones before the trouble and before he asked to be traded. So to me, that's the white whale out there. Now, with these crazy numbers, this is a guy, remember, that had never got paid. He lost a year's salary, right? He lost a year's salary because he was suspended for a year without pay. So he's never got his big payday. He's not young anymore because he missed basically 2 years that he gave away without being able to get a contract, the 1 year that he missed, and then the year back was a prove-it deal. And we knew that he was going to get let go because they didn't want to have to give the Atlanta Falcons a second-round draft pick, so the Jacksonville Jaguars decided to go with Big Play Gabe, somebody that we thought maybe Daboll would, you know, go out and get, but maybe Daboll knows something that we don't know, that Big Play Gabe is more like Kenny Galladay, and Giants fans have seen the Kenny Galladay, a guy who was under no pressure
right,
and played underneath a team that had no expectations. And then Big Play Gabe was never, you know, forced to have to be the guy because he had, you know, Stephon Diggs over there.
Yeah.
So maybe he knows that this guy is a good number two, but to pay him number one money, what these guys are getting paid is not worth the squeeze. That's why it takes me back to the draft. If the receiver position is about to be a position in which it's $25 million a year, if that's about to be the case, right? If that's about to be the case, then I think that the Giants may truly have to consider going to get Malik Nabers or going out to get who knows what happens with Jacoby Brissett going to the
Patriots.
If the Patriots are in the market to move that pick, and maybe they can move up ahead of could you imagine if they move up in front of Arizona and grab, you know, and grab Marvin Harris Jr.?
If you're the Patriots, though, Brissett gives you, I think, insurance for whoever the quarterback is that you drafted
that doesn't
force you to play him right away.
That is true.
But also you can easily move Brissett aside when this guy's ready to emerge. I do think it sort of sets up for something like that. Rather, remember, it's a one-year, $8 million deal.
Yes.
They are not, like, putting a ton into Jacoby Brissett as their lead guy.
Yeah, he's getting backup money. He's getting backup money.
Yeah, so I still think they're sitting at three with the idea of drafting their future franchise quarterback.
But remember, the Patriots is a team that found Jacoby Brissett.
Oh, I know.
And thought
he
was a starter.
That's home.
Yep. They're the team that drafted Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yep, that's true.
So what I'm saying is maybe at three, they don't see one of these guys – having such a big difference.
You're right, and I'd be interested to see if the
As
Giants
Michael Penix.
Still, yeah, if the Giants still have something, you know, up their sleeve when they're looking at the draft now and then saying, okay,
we have to get a elite number one because the price of elite number one is $25 to $26 million a year.
Again, if you move to three, are you getting a wide receiver? Are you moving to three to get a quarterback?
If you move to three, no,
yeah, it's got to be a quarterback.
If you're the Giants moving to three,
don't you think?
It all depends.
Daniel Jones is essentially on borrowed time. We all know this.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, interestingly enough, they were actually kicking the tires on Jameis Winston for this year. Jameis Winston is going to end up in where is he going? The deal was just done. He's going to be back up somewhere.
There's so many.
Cleveland, right. He's going to Cleveland. So he's off the table. But it's interesting that they would look at him, right?
Yeah, well, they lost Tyrod Taylor. So
I know. We'll get into the Jets stuff a little bit later on, but the Jets is a little sleepier than what the Giants have been doing.
And they should be sleepy. The Jets should be sleepy, right?
Well, we'll talk about that in a moment. Let's stay on the Giants, though, Bart, because, first of all, again, you were a linebacker. You understand that position better than anybody, and you know defense really well. For those who might not know, and I know there's very few people that don't know who Brian Burns is. Everybody knows who he is. This guy is almost 38 and a half sacks over the last 4 years. He had eight last year. You know, they gave him 5 years, $150 million. This is a blockbuster trade. Another one. The Darren Waller one last year made headlines too, remember, but he was banged up. It was a bit of a risk. This is a guy in his prime who I'm going to let you tell me, is where would you put him among top defensive players in the NFL? Where would you put him among the top edge rushers in the NFL?
I would probably say he's top 10.
Top 10.
For sure. And that's a lot. That's high. That's high praise. Because we know we're going T.J. Watt. We know we're going Myles Garrett.
Yep.
You know you're going Nick Bosa.
Okay.
You know you're going Michael Parsons.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then you start getting there maybe to let me see who else is a stud guy.
I kind of hope you were going to tell me he's top five in edge rusher.
No.
Top 10.
Top 10 is crazy, man. Khalil Mack had a crazy year last year, right? But he's on a – listen.
Kind of falling off, right?
Well, no, he had 17 sacks. He had his best season as a pass rusher last year in his career. And this is a guy that went to the All-Pro at two positions. But what I'm saying is he's on his way down, right?
That's what he's meant.
No, yeah. What I'm saying is
he's older. Like,
He's like, yeah. That's what I'm saying. He's on his way.
You're not getting 5 years out of him. They gave him a 5-year deal now.
Right. That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, Khalil Mack is on his way down. Joey Bosa, when healthy, right? Bam. Okay. Then you got Aiden Hutchinson, who's a war daddy, right? Right. So I put him like right there, like 7th or 8th. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Which is high praise. We have that's a glamour position, man. This is like if you ask me, like, where would you rank Kawhi Leonard as far as superstars? Like, he's still a superstar, but he's going to be behind maybe LeBron. He's going to be behind maybe Giannis. He's going to be behind. You know what I mean? But he's still that dude.
Okay. All right.
So, he's a guy that's sudden, and he's going to – man, when I say he wins fast, like, you know, Thibodeau comes off the ball, and he's, you know, methodical. He thinks, and he's setting up moves, stutter bull. This guy is like an up and under, like, zoop, like, hold up, where'd he go?
Yeah, okay.
And, like, with Sexy Dexy, he – you know what I mean, and he had some good D tackle play. You know, the Panthers had some good tackle play, and I forget their stud at defensive tackle. But this dude's going to be elite. He's ball out guy.
So
he's
you
gonna
love
be a race.
This is Giants history, right? Like this is what they are when they're at their best. Right.
This is OC and Strahan.
Right, Strahan. You go and back, obviously, to Carl Banks. You go back to Lawrence Taylor. Like this is who the Giants are when they're at their best. Right, they have guys like this. Is that fair to say?
They're playing to their history.
There you go. That's the identity of a franchise, is it not? That's exactly what I've always said about you. You go to the identity of your franchise when you were at your best, when you were elite. Fans relate to it, and it's always your foundation. And I think Joe Shane's doing that here. Yeah. Now, give me this one. John Runyon. Go ahead. Go there.
That's sneaky.
A guard.
That's sneaky, right?
Remember, from the Packers. John,
it's funny, right? Yo, dad was the hated rival of
that's
the Giants.
Right.
You know, Strahan might go smack him and say, that's for your daddy. And then say, okay, now we cool. You know what I'm saying? But you talk about a guy, I think he's from the University of Michigan. I mean, a tough, hard-nosed guy that played tackle, that moved into guard. So you talk about maybe
top 10 in pass block win rate with guards this year.
Yeah, because you want to know why? Because he used to be a tackle. You know what I'm saying?
Go.
He used to be a tackle.
Moved him inside.
So he's used to being on that island. So maybe that saves you on the right side for Evan Neal, and Evan Neal's just going to have to
it
step up.
It seems like Evan Neal's going to move into the guard position on the other side.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I think it was. Jordan Renan was like kind of projecting what the offensive line will look like, and he had Evan Neal. Moving to left guard, right? Because I think Runyon's a right guard, if I'm not mistaken. Did I have – or maybe it's reversed. Well, either way
– No, listen,
he was
listen,
suggesting
listen.
Evan Neal moves to guard, and then I think it still opens up a right tackle position.
I would move Evan Neal. If I can get Evan Neal to left guard
– And they got the guy from the Raiders is actually a right tackle, even though like he's not a – you know, he's like a part-time starter.
Well, that's somebody
that you signed him to.
That's somebody that you can project. But this is why Evan Neal at left guard would be so much better, because this is a guy that clearly struggles with right side footwork.
The footwork, right.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, like, for him playing left guard, that's pretty much like him playing left tackle. He's just had somebody outside him. So just for him, he has to visualize, okay, I got a stronger man in front of me, but he also can say, okay, I pretty much got a tight end on the outside of me. My tight end is just simply my tackle.
Here's what he's got. Here's what Renan's got.
Mm-hmm.
He said it's entirely possible the offensive line looks like this at some point this season. So you got Andrew Thomas on the left side.
Mm-hmm.
Left guard, Evan Neal. Center, John Michael Schmitz from last year's draft. Then you have Runyon Jr. at right guard. Mm-hmm. And then is it Illuminor, right? Jermaine Illuminor? That's the right tackle that they signed from the Raiders.
Yeah.
He has him there. Now,
what's Illuminor's money?
I think it's a 2-year deal.
Let me see if it's starting.
I don't think it's a big number.
No, I like the Illuminor. Like, I think he played well, like, last year.
Yeah, he hasn't played a ton. Like, he's only got to 8 games played twice in the last 7 years. Like, he doesn't play a ton, which is what you love, though, about Runyon. Runyon, by the way, and here's what the Giants
His
need.
His dad was a war daddy, man.
Runyon has had 16 starts at least in each of the last 3 years. The guy plays.
Remember, that means he got into the starting lineup as a second-year player. Right after his rookie year, they trusted him with protecting, you know, Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love. That's really pretty much all that needs to be said.
Yeah. So you like that. All right. And then last but not least is something that you predicted and you talked about this.
Luminar's from Denville. He's from the hood too. He's from
here.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
That's my hood.
So the last piece from yesterday for the Giants was something that you predicted and you brought up several times when we knew that the Giants were moving on from Saquon Barkley. Mm-hmm. And that was bringing in somebody that Brian Daboll knows well, and so does obviously Joe Shane, Devin Singletary, who was with the Texans last year.
Yeah, had his best year as a pro.
Yes, he did. But he was obviously in that Bills offense for a couple of years. And another guy that, by the way, when you want to do the comparison, first of all, the number, 3 years, $16 million. I mean, that's more along of what they wanted to pay. Now, it could go up to 19.5, but it's still – way under what it would have cost you for Saquon Barkley. This is along the lines of what they wanted to pay for a running back, number one. Number two, he's had over 800 yards in each of the last 3 years, so he's been productive. And, oh, number three, this is the big one. Mm-hmm. He's played in 16 games for four straight years.
Yeah.
And that's, again, you don't have to worry. He's there. He's going to be there. The injury thing and everything else. So Devin Singletary fits what the Giants want to be. As far as on the field, Joe Shane took the emotion out of all this stuff and they went straight to business. And I am impressed with this because how many times, Bart, have we seen teams, especially in New York, they get too caught up in fan reaction, too caught up in fan emotion, mm-hmm. and then they start to do things to appeal to fan base rather than this is the business. This is what we need to do. We're sticking to our plan. You'll see it when we're done. You might not like it at first, but you'll see it when it's done. And why early in the day, Giants fans were furious and upset. By the end of the day, most Giants fans who get it were quite satisfied with the first day that they had in free agency with Joe Shane.
And how much of that is because they got this a stud that nobody even knew was available?
Well, the Brian Burns part of it, yeah.
Right. The Brian Burns, like, all right, whatever you did after that. But the fact that they was able to get a starting guard, you know, yeah. was big news, right? And, yeah. like, who's to say that, you know, that they don't bring back Justin Pugh to play right tackle. That gives them right tackle depth. You know what I mean? Like maybe he can get above 280 now that he knows that he's, you know, playing football again. You know what I mean? So like and it's still a lot of running backs out there, right, that you can still grab. I know listen, and this is what I hate about the narratives that get posted. Nobody's paying running backs. Who got paid yesterday? Running backs. Cause listen, what's old is new and what's new is old.
Yeah.
And people are realizing that, hey, running backs are weapons. Like, what are we talking about? Like, people suppress the market, but people that really needed them, like, man, nah, I'm going to get mine. You know what I'm saying? So people mm-hmm. went out and got their running backs, and they paid them what they needed because they realized that, hey, this guy's going to touch the ball he's going to affect our future 200 to 300 times a game. A receiver not getting 200 touches. A tight end's not getting 200 touches. So this guy, you know, running backs are way more valuable than what people think. You see what happened in the playoffs last year, you know, being able to have Montgomery, being able to have Jahmyr Gibbs, right? You saw the explosive plays that they were able to get, easy plays where you don't have to pass the ball, you just run the ball. Aaron Jones last year, you saw what he did in the playoffs. Everybody that made it to the Super Bowl is because running backs got busy. And preferably the one that won the Super Bowl when you think about Pacheco. And, yeah, Pacheco's cheap now, but we'll see mm-hmm. what he is in a couple of years ago when they decide to pay him. We saw okay. the effect that Breece Hall had on the team. So now, like, people can stop this narrative that nobody cares about what running backs do.
And if and we said it yesterday, if you're a Giants fan and you're mad at Saquon Barkley, your emotion is going to the wrong
offer.
Place.
The Giants didn't offer.
He wanted to stay. You didn't give him what he thought he could get on the market. They told him, go ahead and go. They could have franchised him. They could have easily franchised him.
It's like, let's rip the Band-Aid from the fan.
And instead, they're like, you know what? We don't want to hold you back from getting what you think you can get. Let's see what you can get. And he got the bag. He got what he wanted. That's, in the end, what it's all about. He also got to go to a team that is, Giants fans might have liked this, they are significantly better than you and significantly closer to winning than you are as a franchise. That's reality. That's reality. It's a team that has weapons. It has a quarterback. It has an offensive line. It's got a history of winning. Like, that's all that matters. And he's going to have an opportunity to win. Yes, it sucks. A lot of Islander fans lived through this when John Tavares went to the Maple Leafs. It sucked. It sucked to see it. But it was his choice. Now, it was different because the Islanders wanted to keep him, and he didn't want to stay. He wanted to get out of there, but it was because he wasn't winning. He wanted to win. Well, for Saquon Barkley, he wanted to stay. The Giants didn't want to pay him. He got the money. For you to have any issue with him taking the money and going to a situation like that where he can win, you don't get it. But as a fan, I expect it. You're supposed to be emotional. It's a rival. And if you want to say, well, we now hate you, if you want to do the whole silly dead to me thing, go for it. That's what fans do. It's fine. But personally,
it's all in fun.
You got to understand the business.
You got to root for the kid. Like,
no, you don't have to root for him. No. Giants fan, you do not have to root for him. But you have to understand it. You make sure you – that's all I'm asking. Acknowledge it. That's it. But aside from that, if you want to hate him now, of course you should hate him. He's on a rival. That's fine. That's part of sports. Anybody – see, that's what I mean. Like, just – I want you to understand it. Understand it and know. Yeah, what he did, I get it. But to say that you hate him for it is ridiculous. You can hate him just because he's an Eagle now. That's totally different.
Yeah.
Don't be mad at him for leaving the Giants. They left him. Now you can hate him because he's an Eagle. That totally acceptable. Completely acceptable for a Giants fan to hate Saquon Barkley because he's an Eagle. Don't hate him because he left the Giants to go to Philadelphia, because that's on your franchise. You agree with me on that?
Yeah. I wonder, all in all, how Giants fans feel today. Right? Like, because
yeah, let's take the temperature of the fan base.
Us going off the air, they had to be like, man, what the hell going on?
Yeah, let's take the temperature of the fan base, 800-919-3776. But Bart, let me ask you this question now, after we saw day one, the dust has settled.
Yes.
And there's some interesting pieces.
It's so much stuff to digest.
Let's do this now. It's now day two.
Yes.
What's next?
Everybody's calmed down.
So what's next for the Giants? Because obviously they're not done. What's next?
Okay, they still got holes to fill.
So what would you tell me that I should be watching? If I'm a Giants fan, what should I be watching for today or the next couple of days for Joe Shane to do as free agency begins officially tomorrow?
Yeah, so now you're looking at the secondary moves of what's going to happen, building this roster out. And this is the thing. The young guys like Brian Burns, like Runyon, they always fly off the board fast, right?
Yep.
But then it's always these secondary pieces that are guys that are – high price band-aids that plug holes in for you that you can plug in and know that they're going to be there because they have a connection with you. And you start looking for friends, right? Brian Daboll's looking for friends. Friends that can help him, that also can change the culture as well. Hmm. Culture pieces. So now you're looking for veterans that aren't on their second contract, but maybe on their third. And it's about winning and it's about doing things. Right, so I know a lot of people out there are so sad that they lost McKinney. But if you lost McKinney, you wouldn't have Brian Burns at $30 million. Just think, you have $30 million on one side with Sexy – then you have Sexy Dexy's 24. You got $54 million tied up on your defensive line.
And Thibodeau is still under contract for a couple of years. Like you're
Right. Exactly. And maybe Thibodeau won't get a second contract. Because that's a lot of money to ask to pay two pass rushers. Maybe it happens. Maybe it doesn't.
Oh, we'll see what he does. He's got to produce, right? But all right. So what am I expecting next?
Well,
talk about culture changers and guys who come in. Dable can be like, yeah,
okay.
You understand the way we want to play. We want, like, remember C.J. Mosley? That was somebody that the Jets brought in to help them with their culture, right?
Right.
So exactly. What is that for the Giants?
Well, for the Giants, right? So let's just look at what they did. Offensive line, Runyon.
Yep.
Helps him two places, because now you move Evan Neal into guard, so now he should have more confidence. We saw that happen with Eric Flowers. People want to talk about how Eric Flowers was such a bust, but when he left his second act of his career in Washington, was pretty damn good when you think about the fact that he was a solid guard. So you think about him moving into guard, so now you feel pretty solid, like 1, 2, 3, 4. If Evan Neal can play well, because we know Runyon can play, we know Smith can play, we know Thomas can play. If Evan Neal can play and be a great pass protector inside because he's basically a tackle, then, I mean, that's mission complete.
Okay.
So now you're saying, okay, we can run the ball and maybe protect the passer. We don't know who we're throwing it to, but we can also, on the other side, we should be able to stop the run with Okereke and with Burns, Thibodeau, Sexy Dexy. We should be able to stop the run. Now, we really don't have a communicator back there. We need somebody that's going to air traffic control, so to speak. And so now you ask yourself, well, where can they find something like that, man? This McKinney guy was young. He's ready to go. He was starting to peak.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, Daboll went to Singletary when he needed help replacing Saquon Barkley. Then I'm starting to think, who can be out there that Daboll has unwavering faith in? Oh, one man's trash is another man's treasure, and it's not that it was trash. It's because it got too expensive. Mm-hmm. And like I said, what happens when you pay your quarterback is that you have a credit card invoice that's going to be due pretty damn soon. So you look at what happened to his former employer, the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo Bills had to purge. Not because the players didn't play at a high level, but because they had to leave. So you ask yourself, could Brian Daboll pull up the bat signal and say, Poirier, Hyde, two of the best safeties in the league for the last 5 years, can he say, I need you guys for a one-year deal? I need you guys for a two-year deal, because these guys have made the bulk of their money. So they're about winning championships and still hitting doubles and singles. They don't care about hitting a home run. They hit the home run in their contract when they went to Buffalo. Remember, Micah Hyde was in Green Bay. He got paid a crap load of money to go to Buffalo. Poirier, I forget what Poirier was, and Poirier moved over as well. So they made a lot of money. They're on the other side of 30. They still play at a high level. I think they go there. Also, you're saying on the outside, we got this guy Banks, and Banks is a baller, and he's young.
Mm-hmm.
But let's see if we can get somebody off the scrap heap that was considered just 3 years ago the best corner in the NFL.
Who's that?
Tre'Davious White. Tre'Davious White hurt his
– injured a lot.
Yeah, in the last 3 years. But so was Ronald Darby. You know, so was Stephon Gilmore. But he's still that baller. If he's coming back on a one-year prove-it deal, if he's healthy, we know he can play. So I say you put up the bat signal and you get him on a one-year deal maybe for $8 million. So now you feel like you have a former all-pro left corner. You
can go get Poirier. He's only 29 years old.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, he's still young.
He's a baby. He was the highest paid corner 3 years ago. He got a contract. He was the highest paid corner in the NFL and considered the best. So now you go, you fill those holes. So how do you feel now about letting McKinney go? If you go get Poirier or Hyde, that's not a drop-off. Now, that's not a long-term solution, but this year is not a drop-off at all. So I think those are the moves that you have to start looking at when you think about, you know, how can they fill these holes up cheaply.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also, not cheaply, but reasonably.
Yeah.
And still be able to understand that every one of those guys, Brian Daboll has a relationship with, they can handle his style of coaching because they've seen it.
Right. Well, and on the offensive side, but I get
but,
it.
But don't matter. Like people knew who Rex was because, you know, so he can bring guys over because they go against each other in practice. They're around each other. They communicate. Mm-hmm. You know, every coordinator has a relationship with the best players on the other side of the ball.
All right. So we're super late, but I wanted to get that part out because everybody, we've got a ton of people on hold. We're going to get to calls now because we want to take the temperature of the Giants fan base, and I needed you to hear everything from Bart about this before we got to the calls, because therefore we covered all bases, and you understand again from Bart's beautiful mind on the defensive side what he sees and what Burns is going to bring, but also what the next couple of days now for Joe Shane mean. You had a great first day, a couple more holes to fill, the impact it could have on the draft. There's a lot of things now to talk about when it comes to the rebuilding, the reworking of what the Giants are. But the foundation has been laid, and that foundation has been the best years in Giants history. It's when you have the pass rusher. It's when you have the defense. That's what they're going back to, and that is something that is good to see. All you want to see is a plan. The Giants clearly have one. How do you feel about it? 800-919-3776. We will get to the calls next. We will get to the Jets as well. The first day, a little quiet for the Jets, but plenty of business still out there for them to tend to. The latest on Aaron Judge, not great. How about Gerrit Cole? Also not great. Injuries, always an issue. And maybe the Knicks getting healthy by tonight. More to get to. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. He wanted a long-term contract extension last offseason and was unable to get it then. This year, Saquon Barkley has struck it rich with his deal with the Eagles. And our Jordan Renan says Barkley was always going to be chasing the money.
Somebody told me that the other day. He's going wherever they give him the most money. This happened to be the Eagles, right? It just so happened that the Philadelphia Eagles, by the way, he's from that area, right? He's from the Lehigh Valley, Allentown, Bethlehem area, which is like an hour and change from Philadelphia. It's not like, oh, he's going to Philadelphia. Why would he do that? No, it makes sense for him. His family still lives there. And they're a good team. It gives him a chance to win. It pays him the most money. You tell me, if you're Saquon Barkley, why wouldn't you take that job?
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey. During tonight's action, glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. Taking the temperature of the Giants fans after what was a very productive day one for Joe Shane. An emotional one, yes. It was quite the roller coaster. You go from Saquon Barkley going to your hated rival to a big trade for one of the top edge rushers in the game in Brian Burns and giving him the bag. Devin Singletary replaces Barkley, and a guy that has – first of all, he's always on the field. He's always available, and he's got the history with Brian Daboll. You also get John Runyon to help you interior-wise on the offensive line and really starting to bolster now what has been a weakness. And there's still more to do, and Barr pointed out – now you find some culture guys. You talked about a guy like maybe Jordan Poyer, even maybe Tre'Davious White. Somebody like along those lines, you bring in more Buffalo people that have that Buffalo culture that Brian Daboll wants to have his guys. Everybody did this. Rex Ryan did it, right, as you know. Robert Saleh continues to do it, bringing in guys that he knows that know him and understand what he demands. Coaches do this. They bring in guys that come from where they came from and understand this is who we want to be. But one thing is certain. The Giants have established already this is the new regime now, and this is our team. And how we're going to build our team is in the image of the great Giants teams of the past, a foundation of defense and getting after the quarterback. And so as a Giants fan, how do you feel about it? 800-919-3776. Let's go to Chris in Piscataway to start us off. What's up, Chris?
What's going on, gentlemen? I think to be, I guess, in a different perspective, I don't see why the Giants fans are really that hurt. Why would you double down on guys being McKinney and Saquon? What have we done in the past 4 or 5 years? We're not winning. I just think the fans are upset because obviously now if he would have went to the Eagles or the Cowboys, that's like the probably the two worst teams to ever have any Giants, you know, go to. But
yeah, if he went to the Chargers, nobody would care. Chris, yeah, if he went to the Chargers, nobody would
care. We're not even talking about this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think it's just because of who it is. Simply that.
Exactly. It's because it's the Eagles. If it was anybody from the Giants.
Yes.
But the Eagles have kicked our butt with or without Saquon. So with the amount of money that we still have left in cap room, we pretty much, if we would have signed McKinney and signed Saquon, we'd be sitting here today re-signing guys that have not helped us win, and we'd be in the same situation with the same holes. We spent pretty much the same money yesterday. We addressed the offensive line, and this defense, the line now reminds me of when we were good with OC, with Strahan, with Kiwanuka, with Keith Hamilton. Let's continue to build this defense.
Yeah, you got to get some secondary help, though. And that was in short supply. So that's next, right?
You got to feel like that's coming.
Banks has to step up big time, you know, because now, you know, they let Adoree Jackson go. Now he's going to have to be that alpha mm-hmm. dog.
What they drafted him for. Ed in Cranford. What's up, Ed?
Hey, what's going on, guys? First time, long time. I do like what the Giants did. Saquon, always on the field, not really, but he's not worth the money that he's got from Philly, which kind of helps us with their divided locker room going on. Kenny hurt a little bit, but them investing on the inside lines of both sides of the ball brings it back to 2007, 2011,
right.
Those good days where they were protecting the quarterback and getting after the quarterback, making the secondary, making their job a whole lot easier.
Again, it goes back to identity, and I just think – thank you, Ed. I just think that's what you do. I've always believed this. If I ever was a general manager, that's what I'd want to do. Okay, give me the best years in the franchise's history. What's the identity? When I say New York Giants, what's the first thing you think of?
O-line and running the ball.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, we know they ain't going to run the ball with that.
Well, all right. No. But when you think of the Giants,
yeah, ability to run the ball.
You think of the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
And you think of guys that get after the quarterback, like some crazed dogs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
You think of offensive linemen that are like just blocks of granite that are bullying you and giving the quarterback time or giving your running back time. Like, how about this? Giants history – you just described a great offensive line, then you run the ball. But can you name, like, great running backs in Giants history?
No, they were just some good ones, right?
Gifford goes way back in history. But yeah. I'm saying, like, you don't – it's not like there is, you know, a Jerome Bettis, you know, Emmitt mm-hmm. Smith. Like, I'm talking about the guys that are gold jacket.
Tiki Barber is the best.
Yeah, but again,
back.
No.
He was almost a Hall of Famer.
He's good.
I would say Tiki Barber was probably the best.
But he's good. Yeah. Like, but I'm talking about gold jacket Emmitt Smith, like the brand name.
Mm-mm.
And the Giants never had that. Why? It's really been their offensive line. I mean, they went through that run from Tiki
Brandon
on
Jacobs.
Where every year was somebody else. Yeah, right, Brandon Jacobs. Like they went to someone else, and then someone else, and then someone else. Ahmad Bradshaw. Right? Like, that's just what they've done. It never really was the feature of the back. It was, we got this line, and we got a couple of running backs, and we just run them in and out. And that's kind of been the Giants. And they feel like they're going back to that. Al in Brooklyn, what's up, Al?
Hey. Just wanted to make a comment about Saquon. Saquon last year got shafted a bit. When they offered him 13, he wanted 15. So Joe Shane decided, we're going to give you 10, take it or leave it.
I think
this year,
12,
this is probably going to be his last contract year that he can make some money. Make the money. And for those Giants fans that don't think it's right, when your employer, McDonald's, and you get offered more at Burger King, what are you going to do?
You're going to have it your way, Al. You're going to have
exactly.
it your way.
And they didn't offer him. So what are you supposed to do?
Yeah, exactly.
But it's emotional. Look,
exactly.
Listen, it's emotional. Yeah. Thank you. It's emotional. I understand it. I'm never going to – you tell a fan how to fan. You don't do that. But if you say you're angry at Barkley because he left, you're misguided. If you're angry, if you say I hate him because he's an Eagle now and I hate the Eagles, that's totally different.
Right.
Of course you hate him because he's an Eagle. But it doesn't mean that it's you hate him because he left. He left because your franchise didn't want him at the value that he could get. That's it. It's business. But you can absolutely hate him because he's an Eagle. That's what fans do.
Side note, don't have nothing to do with nothing.
Okay.
Why wouldn't the Cleveland Browns bring back Flacco instead of growing to get Jameis Winston, who hasn't played well?
The Winston
Joe Flacco
thing is
played
weird.
Well for you.
Yeah, maybe it's because of the style that they want to play.
Jameis Winston is not a running guy.
Well, he doesn't run easy.
He's
right?
a guy that sits in the pocket just like Joe Flacco. At least Joe Flacco,
you know
somebody going to catch it.
Well, why didn't the Jets then bring in Flacco as the backup instead
because
of Tyrod Taylor?
Tyrod is mobile. Like Aaron Rodgers, they're similar type of body types, and so you don't have to change the offense for him,
except
right because he's a guy that can boot waggle.
Well, I guess too. Do you really want to have two quarterbacks that are 38, 39 years old? Although Tyrod Taylor is like 35, right? He certainly got a lot older.
But he's black, so that means his athleticism will last longer.
Wait, you just told me that the older you get when you're black, the more susceptible you are to Achilles.
Just to Achilles. But listen.
And is that the one injury that Tyrod Taylor has not had yet?
See, but that's the thing. He's shown that he can be durable on his turf.
Yeah,
well, not true. Durable because they
he
knocked
has played
his ass
on
out.
His turf.
But they knocked his ass out the game last year.
Oh, God. We'll get to the Jets stuff. We got lots to do. 800-919-3776. Tons of calls to get to. We'll continue with them with you. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Well, as we know, when it comes to this time of year, it's not free agency yet, but it doesn't matter because we still get, every day, we get all
kinds
of free
agency. Can't wait.
Adam Schefter reporting, and this is one that we could see this one coming. Stevie Wonder saw this one coming. Derrick Henry to the Baltimore Ravens. 2 years, $16 million, according to Schefter. Could be worth up to $20 million. $9 million fully guaranteed in year one. That's a relatively affordable price for a guy of his caliber. But he's going to a team that he epitomizes what a Raven is. Bully ball at its finest. Tough.
The backside linebacker, like, hold up, man. All right. You want me to hold backside to see if Lamar Jackson going to keep it. And then if he handed off to this big truck, he got a full head of steam. And then now the lineman this the BS. Like it forces you to stop. Like you can't just go. So because if Lamar keep it, you look like a dummy because you went one way and it sets the blocks up for the lineman to get to the second level.
And if you get there late for Derrick Henry, he's doing what?
He gonna stiff arm you.
Yes.
And you're gonna have a bad angle. You ain't gonna be able to get your body in front. So all you gotta do is stick an arm out or a neck, and he gonna run through your neck, and you're gonna have a stinger.
Yep.
Remember
when we had him on a couple of times. We should have him on again. You got those connections with the Ravens. We should get him on. He's great to talk to. You remember when we asked him? I asked him if you got through the line, and you're now in the second level, and you see Bart Scott, what are you doing? And what did he say? He was like, oh, I'm running them over. Like,
they're going to end up on that ass, first of all. Brandon Jacobs tried that one, and he's the same size. It didn't work out well
for
him.
But that conversation was incredible because you wouldn't give in, he wouldn't give in, and you both laughed about it, but it was great. It was great. Meanwhile, the Giants and the moves that they made, and we're getting all the taking the temperature of the Giants fans. Ryan in the Bronx. Ryan, how are you feeling today?
What's the deal, boys? All right. We're gonna get really real up here real quick. First of all, Burger King McDonald's guy, Saquon Barkley isn't making $80,000, now you're about to make $100,000, all right? My man's got millions to begin with. And he's got other avenues of income. I'm sure Adidas, Nike, Dunkin' Donuts.
No.
Okay? So I get it. Grab your bread, but you just sold your soul, bro, because you know why?
Ryan, I have to stop you.
Let him finish. Sold your soul because you know why. I need the answer to this question. Go ahead. You know why? Go.
Because you know why? Quality of life, okay? Look at Tiki. Look at Strahan. Look at Canty. They all got future Giants positions. They're gods, right?
They didn't offer him, Ryan. Ryan, they didn't make an offer. They didn't make an offer. How are you going to come back to a place where nobody gives you an offer?
You're telling me right now, if Tiki went to him and said, listen, I get it. We're trying to build something here. I'm the character guy. Give me a team-friendly deal, and I'll sign it.
He signed a team-friendly deal last year and didn't bother anybody. He came to camp on time. What are you talking about,
man? And we were all for it. But
yeah, listen, Ryan. I want you, when you get a promotion and somebody offer you another job, I want you to say, okay, I'm going to stay here for loyalty. If you've learned anything from sports, college, or pro, realize that it is no loyalty amongst this. They'll cut you so cold.
It's a business.
Justin Tuck didn't end up in it. Hold up. Tell me this. After all that Justin Tuck did for the Giants organization, did he retire Giant?
No.
Oh, did OC retire Giant?
Nope.
So what the hell you want the player to be loyal when the organization ain't loyal? What? And those two players brought you two championships. What the hell are you talking about, man?
Tucking OC is still getting bread from the Giants.
Man, miss me with that. He's a running back.
What's going to happen?
Bro, miss me with that.
Wait. Tucking OC won Super Bowls, though.
Won two Super Bowls. That's why they get money.
Super Bowl?
This team ain't winning no Super Bowl. This team ain't winning no Super Bowl.
And their life is in our eyes.
What? Who cares about? I don't. Listen. Hold on, Ryan. Ryan, do you think an athlete cares about being a legend in your eyes, or you care about his bank account?
And winning.
Saquon Barkley didn't make a bunch of money.
No. Never mind the bank account. Going somewhere he can win. Ryan, you have to admit that he's in a better situation for himself personally right now. On the field.
Professionally, yes, 100%. Professionally, 100%.
So what are you talking about?
It doesn't line up with where the Giants are right now.
What's going to happen?
What's going to happen when you come in and run Okereke's ass over?
What's going to happen the minute he fumbles the ball in Philly?
Why do you care at this point?
What's going to happen the first time that he looks up and he looks up and it's only 6 men in the box because they scared of A.J. Brown, they scared of Goddard, and they're afraid of Devontae. So he's going to be like, oh, my God, look at all this space.
Yeah.
I get it, but here
you know, Ryan, you can't. That's an oxymoron, Ryan. You can't get it and not get it at the same damn time.
Listen, all I'm saying is I'm just salty right now.
All you're saying is what?
Salty.
And he went to school in Pennsylvania. He went to school in that state.
His dad was a Giants fan.
I don't care what my dad is.
Jets fan.
His dad was a Jets fan, by the way.
Yeah.
His dad has a Jets tattoo. I need you to do more research before you call in next time, man.
Yeah. Ryan had me at the beginning. He had me at the beginning, but then once you lose the facts, his dad has a Jets tattoo.
This dude.
That's always
he could make money
story.
Off the field. I can make millions right now.
I love when fans do that.
I can try and work on radio or TV later.
It's never enough. Lorenzo in the truck. Lorenzo.
They ain't paying millions on these radios and TVs, just by the way, just so you know.
Hey, how y'all doing, man? Good. Glad to talk to you. Been a long time.
Likewise.
Yeah, you know what? I was actually calling about McKinney.
Yep.
You know, I heard the Barkley stuff and I was like, okay, Philly, you know, hate it, whatever. Fine. You know, Barkley, get your money, whatever. That didn't bother me, but McKinney did. And Bart Arie basically explained that while I was waiting on the phone, you know, that we not to sign him, and we got everybody else. So basically, y'all answered my question, and you know, I'm cool with that now.
Yeah, you
but
have
to prioritize. That's the one that
positions.
Really hurt me.
Yeah, Zoe, that's the one.
That hurt me way more than Barkley. You know, I mean, to be honest, because I thought they was actually going to franchise. Exactly, that's what I thought. So, let me ask a question. Was Tre'Davious White? I thought he picked up yesterday.
Did he? He may have.
No, there were some teams I think that were that are in on him.
Okay.
I haven't seen anything official with him yet. I could be wrong, but I have not seen anything official on him.
Watch out for Marlon Humphreys getting cut by the Ravens too. That's a big ticket over there.
Now again, is that all about the money? That's
yeah. He's making $100 million and he hasn't lived up to that contract. They got to figure some stuff out. Ronnie Stanley, the Ravens got trouble. You know what I mean? They got a lot of guys that they're going
to. Well, they just added Derrick Henry, so that's a pretty good
addition. Yeah, but Ronnie Staley.
Ronnie Staley's a big piece. Yeah.
No, but he split time. Who makes a $100 million contract and splits time? Like, he's in one series, then somebody else comes in the other series because he wasn't able to stay healthy.
Yeah, well, that has always been the issue. And that's, again, when you have offensive linemen and you give big money to one, it's like that's what you get stuck with. Does he stay healthy because you invested so much in him? Hector in Queens. Hector.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
All right.
Good to talk to you again. So I like what the Giants are doing. I'm not a Giants fan, but I do like what they're doing. They have a plan. But ultimately, this plan doesn't matter if they still have Daniel Jones on the field.
That's true.
I heard that if he plays this year and he gets hurt, they're liable for even more money the following year. So it's imperative that they find his replacement. If not, all this just goes to waste. Just check the Jets out last year. You know what I mean? So they still have to – that's the major question mark. You know what I'm saying? All this can go burst up in flames, because if they don't have a quarterback for the following year, I don't envision them winning more than six games.
Hector, here's my...
I'm also wait, one more thing before I go. I'm also interested in seeing what Vegas thinks of them at the end of all this. And yeah, so anyway, thank you guys. As always,
Hector,
you know, I'm your biggest fan. Thank you, guys.
Hector, thank you. Hold on, Hector. He wanted to go, Bart. He wanted to go.
If I'm the Giants, I'm still looking into that second round draft pick. Looks like you may be able to get a rollback easy number for Justin Fields.
Justin Fields.
I'm still saying, hey, I got available.
And the price is dropping. And it's not a bad thing.
I'll give up a second to consider. I think he makes $4 million this year.
But you won't have to even give up a second round pick.
Well, third round.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this might suddenly become an easy move for you.
Think about it. There's talk
that he might end up a backup quarterback this year, but not with the Giants.
Tommy DeVito? Come on,
not
man.
Not with the Giants.
Justin Fields or Tommy DeVito?
Well, I'm saying but you would make him the backup to Daniel Jones?
Yes.
I would not.
No.
I would not.
No, he would compete. If the call is correct.
There would be a competition if the call is correct,
yeah. He's saying that if Daniel Jones gets hurt, well, he can't get hurt if he's on the bench.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Unless he's slipping warm-ups.
Oh, all right. So we'll continue your calls on the Giants, taking the temperature of the Giants fans after day one, what still needs to be done for this team. That Justin Fields thing that is still hanging out there with Kirk Cousins going to Atlanta. Like, you could see it right now. Brissett going to the Patriots. Chicago, everybody knows they've got to do something. They're going to take a quarterback at number one. So now all of a sudden that market is drying up. And the reality is that Justin Fields could end up going somewhere as a backup, or should the Giants suddenly say, if we could get him for a lot less than a second-round pick, wouldn't it be a smart move to bring him in, or no? Or would you rather draft one? At least with Justin Fields, you kind of know what you're getting. So we'll continue your calls on that. But how about the Jets? A relatively quiet day one, what they did, what Bart thinks of what they did, and what they still need to do now in the next couple of days. We'll discuss that and more with you. Stay with us, Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. So Saquon Barkley off to the Philadelphia Eagles. Giant fans not happy. Also not happy, DiPietro and Rothenberg earlier this morning here on 98.7.
On Saquon specifically, honestly, the only real thing it does make me sick is to think him playing for the Philadelphia Eagles. That to me is the most distressing part of it. He was your guy. He was such a good Giant. He did everything you could ask for. And unfortunately, because of the nature of the business, I now will hate Saquon Barkley. You can say, no, you shouldn't, not right, not fair, whatever, I will. When I watch him
for
play
the time
football,
being.
No, when I watch him play football, I will hope that he does not succeed.
Right, while he's playing.
Yeah.
I don't think when he's done and he retires,
I don't hate
him.
The human being, Saquon Barkley. I hate the football player,
right,
Saquon
but he made
Barkley
the best
now.
Decision for himself.
Yeah.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.